From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo observed the administration of COVID-19 vaccination to ulemas, Islamic clerics, interfaith leaders, and santri or Islamic students in Semarang City, Central Java, on Wednesday. As reported by Antara News Agency, while observing mass vaccination activities at the Great Mosque of Central Java, President Joko Widodo hopes that those who have got vaccinated can be protected from being exposed to COVID-19 and religious activities can run well. The government also hopes that other provinces will also encourage and invite ulemas, interfaith leaders, and santri to be vaccinated. The government intends to intensify the vaccination program in a bid to achieve herd immunity. He also explained that this will help immediately check the spread of COVID-19 so that the nation can recover and return to normal conditions. Vice President Maruf Amin projected the halal industrial estate to become a pull factor in the domestic industry that results in the creation of more jobs on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara News Agency during a webinar on the Indonesian Sharia economy, Vice President Maruf Amin stated, "The development of the halal products industrial estate is aimed at making it a pull factor for the domestic industry that could create more jobs and enhance national economic development. He believes that development of the halal industrial estate will additionally encourage more small and medium-scale entrepreneurs to be part of the global halal value chain. The halal industrial estate and halal zone development in an industrial estate have become strategic moves to boost productivity." The Indonesian government has been earmarking 4 trillion rupiah to 5 trillion rupiah every year for disaster mitigation efforts across Indonesia. This was stated by Director General of Budget at the Finance Ministry, Askolani, during a coordination meeting on disaster mitigation in 2021, held at the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB building in Jakarta on Wednesday. As reported by Antara News Agency, he said that the budget fund of 4 trillion rupiah to 5 trillion rupiah the government set aside in the state budget is an initial indicator. He further stated that the funds are not always used up, depending on the scale of disasters. He also remarked that if a huge disaster happens, the amount of mitigation funds is usually increased through debt rescheduling. He added that the funds originally planned in the state budget for repaying foreign debt and interest are reallocated for disaster mitigation efforts. Researchers at Semarang-based Diponegoro University UNDIP are making building materials from fly ash and bottom ash generated during coal combustions at coal-fired power plants or PLTU. As reported by Antara News Agency, head of the Technological Research Center at UNDIP's Inclusive Housing and Urban Development Research Center, Asnawi Manaf, remarked that this is UNDIP real support for President Joko Widodo's call for loving Indonesia's genuine products. He explained that the Technological Research Center at UNDIP's Inclusive Housing and Urban Development Research Center, researchers are turning fly ash and bottom ash into construction materials such as bricks and paving blocks as part of efforts to manage coal combustions, waste produced by coal-fired power plants. The huge amount of ash generated during coal combustions at PLTUs can harm the environment. He added that the Inclusive Housing and Urban Development Research Center of UNDIP has demonstrated it cares for the environment by treating such waste and using it for making building materials. Let's move on to the international news. President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief bill to help American deals with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic has cleared its final hurdle in Congress. As reported by BBC.com, the House of Representatives approved the massive economic aid plan 2020-2011 on Wednesday, along partisan lines, with no Republicans voting in favor. Having already passed through the Senate, the relief package now heads to Biden's desk to be signed into law. The sixth COVID-19 relief bill is a major legislative win for Biden. The bill passed with all but one House Democrat voting in favor. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the president will sign the bill into law on Friday. Biden said the bill is about giving the backbone of this nation, the essential workers, the working people who built this country, the people who keep this country going, a fighting chance. The UN Security Council on Wednesday condemned violence against Myanmar protesters and called on the army to show restraint, but failed to denounce the military takeover as a coup or threaten further action due to opposition from China and Russia. As quoted by Reuters.com, the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners Advocacy Group said more than 60 protesters have been killed and some 2,000 people have been detained by security forces since the February 1st coup against elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. On Wednesday, security forces firing tear gas and rubber bullets trapped hundreds of anti-junta protesters late into the night in two districts of Yangon. Some protesters who managed to evade blockades set up by police in surrounding streets told of scores of arrests and said that some of those who got caught were beaten. People's visit a former disaster emergency center, a tsunami, remained to pray for the victims of the Great East Japan earthquakes and tsunami at Minami Sanriku Reconstructions Memorial Park in Minami Sanriku City, Miyagi Prefecture on March 11, 2021, marking the 10-year anniversary of the 2011 disaster that caused unprecedented damage of the nation. As reported by Reuters.com, the National Police Agency announced that the disaster killed 15,899 people and 2,526 people missing. That was the news.
On Monday, the Swiss referendum brought the good news for Indonesian economy. The survey result could tighten Indonesia-Switzerland bilateral relations, mainly in trade. Some 51% of Swiss people agreed to continue the trade agreement, part of the AI-CEPA signed back in 2018. EFTA is an intergovernmental organization to promote free trade and economic integration with Swiss, Norway, Liechtenstein, and Iceland as its members. AI-CEPA, in its implementation, faced many challenges, especially from environmental activists against Indonesia's palm oil export to Switzerland. These eco-activists said the Indonesian palm oil industry neglects the environment. Meanwhile, responding to the referendum result, the Swiss president Guy Parmelang said the people of Switzerland felt the free trade agreement is right and balanced. He added the referendum is not about choosing the economy over human rights and environment. Parmelang also said that future trade agreements can have sustainability clauses. Meanwhile, Indonesian Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi welcomed the referendum result by saying that the referendum showed Indonesia and EFTA member countries prioritize cooperation instead of competition or confrontation, including in their treatment towards sustainability issues. The Trade Minister also said that the Swiss referendum has a special meaning for the effort of Indonesia and Switzerland in ensuring the trade stays open and just for the two countries. With this trade agreement, Indonesia will erase the import duty for Swiss products such as cheese, food, pharmaceuticals, and watches, while the Switzerland will waive duties for Indonesian industrial products. This includes the tariff decrease for plantation products such as palm oil, where Switzerland decreases the import duty by 20-40% for import volume up to 12.5 thousand tons per year. Along with the referendum result, the palm oil sector in Indonesia can now be at ease after facing the economic policy and black campaign against the palm oil in Europe. However, the referendum certainly did not instantly give any ease for Indonesian economy, which was hit hard by the pandemic. Still, the referendum, which shows positive trust of Switzerland for Indonesian products, can be seen by other countries.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用してCOVID-19の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。我口音的病毒COVID-19面向利尔提到一阿尼阿，非常清晰。花影也尼库，我口那库也尼。让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we start today in history with the event on March 11th, 1955, when Sir Alexander Fleming passed away. Sir Alexander Fleming is a Scottish scientist who discovered penicillin, a type of antibiotic which is produced by the fungus Penicillium notatum. This substance can be used to kill many types of bacteria that are harmful to the human body. Along with Ernst Chain and Howard Florey, Baron Florey received the 1945 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine. He passed away in London, England, March 11, 1955, at the age of 73. Next event is that in 1966, Super Smart was published. The 11 Smart Order, abbreviated as Super Smart, was an order signed by the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, on March 11, 1966. It contained a presidential instruction to the commander of the Command for Security and Order Operations, Lieutenant General Suharto, to take necessary actions to safeguard the country, which was indeed vulnerable at the time. One of the points was the impact of the September 30, 1965 movement incident. Super Smart contained instructions for Suharto to restore stability and security. However, Super Smart was actually used by Suharto to take over as head of state from Sukarno. This was the beginning of the birth of the New Order government, which was in power for more than 3 decades. The last event is that in 1990, Lithuania obtained its independence. The Republic of Lithuania is a country in northeastern Europe. Lithuania is one of the 3 Baltic states, which is close to the Baltic Sea. The Lithuanian State Restorian Act, or the March 11th Law, is a declaration of independence by the Lithuanian Soviet Socialist Republic adopted on March 11, 1990, signed by all members of the Supreme Council of the Republic of Lithuania headed by Sąjūdis. This is the first time of a Republican Republic has declared independence from the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu, tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya. Yeah.
dalam kehidupan. Semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Dari sebuah senyuman dapat bawakan harapan, semua impian. Dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman, harapan, impian dalam kehidupan.
Semua yang tak berarti lukiskan dengan warnamu.
Dari sebuah senyuman dapat bawakan harapan.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry is making regulations on social forest management, especially in Java Island. The regulation is crucial to all the state-owned forestry firm, Perum Perhutani, to focus on expanding their business through multi-business, and the social forestry can benefit people's welfare. That was stated by Minister of the Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya in a meeting with academicians and practitioners in Jakarta on Wednesday. In the meeting, they discussed the regulation of some 1.4 hectares of productions and protected forests in Java that will still be managed by Perum Perhutani. This regulation includes the forest with special management and social forest. It also applies for the forest gazettement, forest utilization, forest rehabilitation, forest protections and environmental service utilization with around 1 million hectares of forest. In the meeting, professor at the forestry faculty of Gajah Mada University and senior advisor of Environment and Forestry Minister, San Afri Awang, said that there are 93,073 hectares of tenurial zone in Perum Perhutani area. There are also 255,290 hectares of unproductive adaptive zone and social conflict on land. More than 100,000 hectares of protected forest under high social pressures. Meanwhile, the performance of more than 5,000 forest village community organization as the partner Perum Perhutani in Java is just around 4%. The Environment and Forestry Minister's regulation is going to be completed in early April 2021. So, Minister Siti Nurbaya remarked that there will be discussion with experts and the public. This is important to ensure the aspiration of stakeholders and the people can be accommodated so that the regulation can be implemented well.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
To the world. masa laluku kamu. Ya kamu, kau yang datang kembali mewarnai hidupku yang hampa dan sepi. Aku dan kamu menjadi satu dalam harmoni kisah cinta. Aku dan kamu tuliskan perjalanan.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
The Banjar and Dayak tribes in Kalimantan have a unique way to put babies to sleep and are believed to be able to make babies sleep longer. This unique way is called Bapukung. In the Banjar language, the word Bapukung comes from the word Pukung, which means cradling or swinging. The baby is in a sitting position and the legs are outstretched by folding the swing cloth in such a way that it covers the baby's entire body and wrapped it again with a cloth so that the baby's body is warm and safe, like the baby's position while in mother's womb. Bapukung is an old tradition of the Banjar and Dayak people which is still preserved until today. By using bapukung, the baby will feel warmer and more comfortable, as if the baby is in the mother's womb again. If the baby feels comfortable, the baby will sleep long and soundly. In addition, the baby will not easily wake up due to being surprised to hear loud noises or due to insect disturbances such as mosquitoes, because all parts of the baby's body are covered with cloth. If the baby is fed with a bottle, the position of the baby in the bapukung is like sitting down. Of course, this will prevent the baby from choking. While swinging a baby in bapukung, mother usually sing for bedtime, tells folk stories or says zikir, and recites the prayers of the prophet. By swinging babies in the bapukung, mothers of Banjar and Dayak tribe can freely do household jobs. By sleeping soundly, babies are believed to have better brain and emotional development as they get older. In addition, the Banjar people also believe that if this process is done in the right way, it will strengthen the baby's back and ribs. The tools to support the baby are relatively simple, such as tapih bahalai, or it means long cloth and a non-slip cotton rope.
Bye. yakin memperjuangkan kamu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia for the world. On 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, this year the Lake Sentani Festival 2021 will be held again after 2-year delay. According to the head of culture at the Jayapura Regency Culture and Tourism Office, Alvis Kabe, in 2019, this festival was not held due to a flash flood that hit Sentani. In 2020, this festival was not held due to the COVID-19 pandemic either. During the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's festival will be held with the adaptation of new habits adhering to the set health protocols. The Lake Sentani Festival is held as part of efforts to preserve and develop Sentani culture and to increase tourist visits to Sentani and Papua. According to Elvis, organizing this year's 12th festival is part of the Jayapura District Government strategy in supporting the recovery of tourism destinations and the creative economy sector. The Lake Sentani Festival will present the traditional culture of the Sentani tribe, such as dancing on a boat, smoking attractions while diving in the water and looking for fish. This festival will also be enlivened with exhibitions and markets for creative economy products, namely the typical Sentani handicraft, Sentani traditional culinary delights, cultural parades, art performances, competitions, promotion of tourism attractions, promotion of the implementation of PON 20 Papua. The visitors to this festival can also take a tour of Lake Sentani to witness cultural and natural attractions around Lake Sentani. Some interesting traditional handicraft and culinary delights will also be displayed at the Lake Sentani Festival, including noken, bark paintings, Sentani carvings, processed sagu products, Grim Valley chocolate and Robusta coffee, red fruit and wine from pandanus grapes endemic to Cyclops or Mount Davonsoro, Papua. The Lake Sentani Festival will take place in Kalkote on the shores of Lake Sentani, East Sentani District, Jayapura Regency, Papua, on 19 to 23 June 2021. Kalkote is located 12 kilometers from the east of Sentani Airport, or 21 minutes by car. That was Miss Seleni.
Hei hei dona manis, hei hei dona manis.
Hai dona manis, apa kabarmu? Aku sangat rindu. Tahun lamanya kau buat aku menunggu. Senang hatiku
cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rafika Duri became known in the 1970s since she sang the two songs composed by Arianto, Hanya Untukmu and Tertusuk Duri. In addition to making her name known to the wider community, the song Hanya Untukmu also earned her the Gayagam Awards at the 1978 International Song Festival. The song tells the story of someone in love, so that every time, the face is always imagined. Listener, here is the song Hanya Untukmu by Rafika Duri.
Pertama kali ku mengenal cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.